Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Text for our meditation this morning is from our gospel lesson, and we look at Romans 8, verses 18 to 23. For I consider our present sufferings to be unimportant when I compare them with the glory soon to be revealed to us. For the created world is waiting on tiptoe to see the unveiling of God's sons. And this created world must waste away, not because it wants to, but because its master would have it so. But it does so with hope that this created world also would be freed from the slavery of decay in order to share in the freedom of glory with the children of God. For we know that all creation has been groaning as with the pains of childbirth until now. And what is more, also we who have the Spirit as our first taste of heaven groan inwardly as we look forward to being adopted as his children, and then our body will be set free. This is our text. Well, to start, we have to go all the way back to the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and behold, it was very good. And that's how it was in the beginning. It was all very good. It was all absolutely perfect. There was no spot or stain of sin in anything or in anywhere. But Adam and Eve, the crowning touch to all of creation, the man and the woman who were created in the image of God, disobeyed him. They rebelled against his authority. They sinned. And at that moment, Adam and Eve lost the image of God. At that moment, they broke fellowship with their Creator. At that moment, they were no longer very good. They were no longer righteous, no longer perfect. Now, they were corrupted by and with sin. And that put all their descendants from that moment onward, who were now born in their image, and put them all under the wrath of God. In that moment, everything in all of creation was no longer very good. Everything was now under the curse of sin. And the longer time went on, the deeper and deeper we fell into sin, and the greater became our groanings and our sufferings. From that moment on, we were lost, and we were alone in the darkness. All creation feels it. All creation knows it. Something is terribly wrong. We don't have to look very far today to see how true that is in our world. The proof of sin and its effects are all around us. I think life today can be summed up with words like fearful, hopeless, lost, alone. Something is wrong. Something is missing. And everybody, Christian and unchristian, everybody knows it. Every culture, every civilization in the history of the world has always had a system of sacrifices, things they have to do to appease their god or their gods, because in their hearts they know that somehow they've offended them. Everyone is looking for, hungering for, working for something that will make everything better. But they don't know what it is, and they don't know where to find it. So many people look to the heavens, to the stars and the moons and the planets, and they think that the alignment of these lifeless rocks floating around in space is going to somehow help them and give them the guidance that they need. Others are going to look for help and cure for the problems of everyday life and things like science and technology. Maybe there we can find the answers to our problems. Others run to the latest philosophy or psychology that's coming down the pike. And maybe those new ideas will help fill the void. And still others just simply tend to drown it all out in excesses of things like alcohol and drugs, looking for some means of escape. But nothing in this world can satisfy. Nothing in this world will fill the emptiness. Nothing will calm the fears. The Apostle Paul in our text tells us the direction we need to go. And the bottom line of his message is this: there is hope. There is love. There is real meaning and purpose to living. We are not alone. In fact, we are loved, deeply loved. And in that love, we have been redeemed. And by that love, we have been restored. Paul tells us exactly what everyone needs to hear. And pardon my grammar, but Paul's words are the goodest good news anyone and everyone ever needs to hear. And it is all summed up in this way: while we were yet sinners, God was about the business of reconciling the world unto himself. While we were yet sinners, God sent us his Son. While we were yet sinners, his Son came to restore us to life. While we were yet sinners, God, through his Son, was reclaiming us to be his own dear children again. Even while we were yet sinners, God was at work through his Son to make us heirs of eternal life. By grace through faith, we are right now the children of God. And by grace through faith, we now live in and with a sure and certain hope. And that hope is this: that because Christ came, because he died, rose again, and ascended into heaven, we too will follow him one day to our eternal home. We have been redeemed. We have been bought back to life again. We have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. We are clothed in the righteousness of Christ. And one day, we will forever live with our Savior God. And nothing and no one can ever prevent us from taking our crown of life. We long for that day when things will be as they were intended to be. By faith, we know a little bit about what heaven is going to be like. Faith gives us that taste that something better is coming. A perfect life, like we talked about in our children's message. a perfect life where there will be no more tears, no more suffering, no more sorrow, no more grief, no more pain, no more darkness, no more death. A time where our Savior God will be with us and where he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. And we long for the coming of that day. But we cannot just sit around waiting for that day. There are just too many people out in the world who need to hear that good news of great joy. They need to know that there is something better than that the world has to offer them. They need to know that there is forgiveness, that there is hope, real, sure, certain hope. They need to know that there is peace. They need to know that they have been restored to the fullness of life. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. They need to hear the good news. They need to see the good news in action. The church has got to be doing a better job about getting the good news out to the whole world. So we're left with this question. What can I do about that? First thing, stop worrying about the whole world. The whole world is too big of a problem for just one person. But what you can do is think about those people who are in your life. Family members, friends, next door neighbors, people you work with, people you go to school with, people who you interact with every day. Tell them about Jesus. Show them his love. Live your faith. Be kind. Be loving. Be peaceful. Be joyful. Be helpful. And then invite them again and again and again to come here. To come and hear, to come and see, to come here to discover how much Jesus loves them. Come and see the cross. Understand that story of God's love for you while you were yet a sinner. It's not as hard or as scary as you might think it is to be an evangelist. I'd like you to take your hymnals. We're going to end this morning with a hymn. Hymn number 318. You'll take your hymnals out. We're going to sing this hymn as our end of our meditation this morning. It talks about what we can do. As you're singing the song, the hymn this morning, pay very close attention to the words as you sing it. Hymn number 318.